There is hope for every lost person. None have fallen so low, none are so vile, but that they can find deliverance in Christ. The demoniac could utter only the words of Satan, yet the heart's unspoken appeal was heard. No cry from a soul in need, though it fail of words, will be unheeded. Those who will consent to enter into covenant relation with the God of heaven are invited by the Savior. Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Angels of God will contend for that soul with prevailing power. Can the captives of a tyrant be rescued? I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children. RSV. While the congregation in the synagogue were still spellbound, Jesus withdrew to the home of Peter for a little rest. But here also a shadow had fallen. The mother of Peter's wife lay sick, stricken with a great fever. Jesus rebuked the disease, and the sufferer arose and ministered to the Master and his disciples. Tidings of the work of Christ spread rapidly throughout Capernaum. For fear of the rabbis, the people dared not come for healing on the Sabbath, but no sooner had the sun disappeared below the horizon, than the inhabitants of the city pressed toward the humble dwelling that sheltered Jesus. The sick were brought into the Savior's presence. Hour after hour they came and went, for none could know whether tomorrow would find the healer still among them. Never before had Capernaum witnessed a day like this. The air was filled with the voice of triumph and shouts of deliverance. The Savior rejoiced in his power to restore the sufferers to health and happiness. It was far into the night when the multitude departed, and silence settled down on the home of Simon. The long, exciting day was past, and Jesus sought rest. But while the city was still wrapped in slumber, a great while before day, the Savior went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Jesus often dismissed his disciples to visit their homes and rest, but he gently resisted their efforts to draw him away from his labors. All day he toiled, and at eventide or in the early morning, he went to the mountains for communion with his Father. Often he passed the entire night in prayer and meditation, returning at daybreak to his work among the people. Early in the morning, Peter and his companions came to Jesus, saying that already the people were seeking him. The authorities at Jerusalem were seeking to murder him, even his own townsmen had tried to take his life, but at Capernaum he was welcomed with enthusiasm, and the hopes of the disciples kindled anew. It might be that among the liberty-loving Galileans were to be found the supporters of the new kingdom. With surprise they heard Christ's words, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." RSV. Jesus was not satisfied to attract attention to himself as a wonder worker or healer. While the people were eager to believe that he had come as a king, to establish an earthly reign, he desired to turn their minds away from the earthly to the spiritual. And the wonder of the careless crowd jarred upon his spirit. The homage the world gives to position, or wealth, or talent was foreign to the Son of Man. None of the means men employ to win allegiance did Jesus use. It had been prophesied of him, "He will not cry or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street, he will faithfully bring forth justice." RSV. In the life of Jesus, no noisy disputation, no ostentatious worship, no act to gain applause was ever witnessed. Christ was hid in God, and God was revealed in the character of his Son. The Son of Righteousness did not burst upon the world in splendor, to dazzle the senses with his glory. Quietly and gently the daylight dispels the darkness and wakes the world to life. So did the Son of Righteousness arise, with healing in his wings.